Yeah, the top 10 sportsmanship moments in 2017. In at number 10 is a lovely moment of kindness from the wonderful world of that lovely little fella, Bradley Lowry. Do you remember Jermaine Defoe became friends with this 6-year-old terminally ill little Sunderland supporter, the wonderful Bradley Lowry? Well, they met when Bradley was a mascot and became great friends. And little Bradley's bravery, humour and warmth of character inspired Jermaine and taught Jermaine, actually. He said this himself. He'd learned a lot about the precious gift of love and life from the little man himself. So there were many, many magical moments with him. And you can see Jermaine talking about it on video on greatsportsmanship.org. But there's one moment in particular, which was Jermaine was playing for England at Wembley and he was in the tunnel and he had little Bradley with him as a mascot in the queue in the tunnel when Joe Hart, the England captain and goalkeeper, turned round and said to him, "Would you like to lead the team out with Bradley?" And he were in front of the queue and he walked out. And you see the video clip, the kid's holding his ears, the noise is so much. But isn't that just magnificent of that brilliant moment?
Great for Joe as well, from Joe to do that.
A really magnificent moment, you know, hats off to him. And number ninth best sportsmanship moment is Racing Club, Racing 92 in Paris, the rugby club. They opened their homes to Munster fans. If you remember, the Munster coach, Anthony Foley, died very suddenly last year. So they rescheduled the Champions Cup game for January this year. And so they sent a message, the Racing Club sent a message to the Munster supporters to come and stay in their homes because they knew it's expensive to come back twice to Paris for one game. And the Munster fans were quote-unquote blown away by the kind gesture of the Parisians. So there's a great bond, you know, the brotherhood of rugby lives on. There's a great bond between those two clubs now. And at number eight, a similar story actually, but it's in football. And it's Dortmund fans inviting the Monaco fans into their homes. Do you remember the Dortmund bus had three explosions targeted at it? Now, nobody was injured, thankfully. There was one minor injury, but the game was postponed for one day.
Yeah.
So the Dortmund official Twitter account sent a message out to help out the Monaco fans, using the hashtag bed for away fans. And the next day, they did, they stayed with them. And the next day at the game, you'll hear the Monaco fans chanting, "Dortmund, Dortmund." Mm. You know, it's just lovely stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's the coming together, I suppose, of supporters. There's rivalry with the teams on the pitch, but actually, we are all just there for the same reason, aren't we? A bit of sport.
The brotherhood of football. Mm. You know, it's terrific to see. So in number seventh best sportsmanship moment is the magical moment in this year's Masters in Augusta back in April. I don't know if you recall, but Spain's Sergio Garcia and Britain's Justin Rose were both trying to win their first Masters ever when a very special moment occurred on the 15th green. Now, they were neck and neck, playing incredible golf, and Garcia got an eagle on the 15th. And then Rose stepped up and took this long putt, a high-pressure putt, to get a birdie to level the score. And he made it. Now, if you watch closely the video clip of them walking away from the 15th green, just watch closely and you'll see Garcia go over to Rose and just pats him on the back. You know, an extraordinary gesture in the heat of the battle of the world's, arguably the world's greatest golf contest. And as you know, Garcia won it on the day that would have been his own hero's 60th birthday, Seve Ballesteros' birthday. So it all worked out well in the end. And number six is baseball story. Texas Rangers baseball star Adrian Beltre made his 3,000th career hit in Major League Baseball. And the next day, the Rangers were playing the Mariners up in Seattle, and Betts faced the ace pitcher, Felix Hernandez. And as he wound up his pitch, he stopped, and he walked over, and he hugged the guy, and because of his achievement the night before. And the whole stadium thought, what is going on here? But just briefly hugged him, went back, then took his pitch, and game continued. Yeah. You know, just a magical little moment.
Showed sort of respect to the achievement of his competitor.
Absolutely right, yeah. So in fifth place of the top sportsmanship moments is we have to bring the Lions versus the All Blacks in New Zealand in July of this year. Wasn't it just fantastic? Brought the whole country together, I thought. Fantastic test series amidst what we'd say it was an arduous tour of 10 games in 5 weeks, you know, with Warren Gatland christening it as the suicide tour. So that, you know, if you remember, the Lions had 5 wins, 4 defeats, and 1 draw in this bruising 10-match tour. So somehow they managed to draw up the test series. And the victory presentation was the bit that really caught my eye. Because if you look at the photographs or the videos of both teams mixed in together, arms around each other, black, red, black, red, black, red. And then the two captains, Kieran Reid and Sam Warburton, holding the cup aloft, both smiling And I thought to myself that Kieran Reid in particular was magnificent, because I think the Kiwis would probably see it as, you know, the draw being almost a loss, mm-hmm. whereas the Lions might see the draw as almost being a victory. Almost. Yeah. I know it's not 100% accurate, but so I watched Kieran Reid, and you know what? He was wearing his 100th cap, that silver cap on his head, the whole way through the celebration. And he had a smile on him from ear to ear the whole time. I think he excelled and was magnificent.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about, may have talked about this in the summer, but the fact that they did draw it rather than try and play an extra 10 minutes each way or something like that to see who'd win that game, I think the draw was perfect.
Draws are great, and it was a proper draw. You don't always have to have... Well, I used to market Christmas crackers in America, and I was asked by stores, well, who's the winner? There has to be a winner. I said, no, there doesn't have to be a winner. They said, hang on, there's one prize, so there is a winner. I said, yeah, okay, you got a winner. But there doesn't have to be a winner. A draw is an honourable result, absolutely right. So in fourth place... is Lewis Hamilton in Hungary during the Grand Prix in July. He was his co-driver, Valtteri Bottas, was asked to let Hamilton through so that he could chase the Ferrari guys. And he said, okay, fine, he did that. But Hamilton, during the race, said, if I can't catch them, I'll let you through. So as he came round to the final bend, he couldn't catch them. He slowed down and, he let Bottas through. And doing so, he forfeited his place on the podium. Mm-hmm. He also lost 3 points. He was behind at that stage. It could have cost him the World Championship, but he decided to honour his promise, which I think was extraordinary. He did go on to win it, fair play to him, but what a thing to do.
Yeah, and he's had a bit of flack, Lewis, but I mean, sometimes he gets criticism, but that's an indication of actually how sporting he is.
An honourable man, no doubt. So in third place for the top 10 sportsmanship moments is the wonderful Claudio Ranieri, the Leicester City's sacked manager, his dignified exit speech back in February.